And Jesus said unto them, you couldn't get him healed because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith. Now see, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and oh, only a few things. That couldn't be nothing. It really says that?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what it says, isn't it, son? And what should be impossible to us as the body of Christ?
Nothing.
So if we're walking in obedience to the Word, we come against the forces of darkness, we don't do any grumbling and complaining, we're walking totally in obedience to God's Word, and say, Lord, thank you that I know you're going to replenish my gas tank, whatever it is, and you might get out and be like a boy was down here. I think he was at the fair the other day. He got out and he looked down and there was a $10 bill or two $10 bills or something just laying there on the ground. And he picked them up, you know, and God can, you can be driving down the road and all of a sudden on the dash of your car could appear a couple of $100 bills just laying there, you know. And he said, no problem, I got plenty of gas, you know, I got plenty of money, just go over and fill your car with gas. Or, you know, you could, if you're walking obedience to my word, you know, and you're speaking in faith, I said, nothing's impossible with you. So Lord, just say, Lord, I thank you that this car's just going to run and run and run and run and run on this last tank of gas. And so you drive it for 3 weeks, you look over and it's still half full. You think, wow, praise God.
Right.
Now see, he says, if you have faith, what's it, what did he say was impossible with you if you had faith? But the king couldn't possibly admit that. That's got to be a misprint, right? That must be the way we read the book. But I'm with you, son. That's what he said. Nothing. If you have faith, nothing's impossible with you. So, see, when we get a hold of his promises, what can we do? If we're obedient. Now, you've got to be obedient. You got to be serving him, going to church, wherever you go to church, tithe. You know, do everything God told you to do in his word. Don't argue with him. Don't say, God, now I know in this day and age we don't have to tithe anymore. So I ain't going to tithe. He says, okay, if you don't want to tithe, that's okay. You know, I will curse you if you don't tithe. Do you know what he said? If you don't tithe, I'll curse you. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like God's cursing.
No.
In fact, he said, if I don't, every place in the book, I've done an entire teaching on the curses and the blessings, which are there on those DVDs and CDs. And I found many places where God said, if you sin in a certain way, he will curse you. But I only found one where he promised to double curse you with a curse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you don't tithe. He said, if you don't give me the first tenth of all of your increase, I will curse you with a curse. No place else did he double curse you but on money. But you know what he also said in that same chapter of Malachi 3? If you obey me and do what I say, and you do tithe, and I will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing you will not be able to contain. And this is like I told y'all earlier. I said that day I went down and spoke at that church down here in Metroplex. That for 5 hours, and the offering that Sunday to the ministry was $5,000 for 5 hours teaching. I thought that was, I had never had a gift that big in my life. Never. But $5,000 for 5 hours. I come home and immediately put that in the bank, the TLSM bank account at Living Savior Ministries, and sat down and wrote checks to different ministries and give away $4,000. I thought, wow. And still $1,000. Lord, that's a great gift to the ministry in one day. And in the next 30 days, over $40,000 came to this ministry.
Praise the Lord.
Because I gave four. He gave back 40. Is God good?
Yes.
You know, he's good. You know, he blesses the ministry. If we bless others, he blesses us.
That's right.
And so that's his promises. You know, I've had people since we started working on cars. We fixed little people's car that had no money. A little woman that's got one or two or three children and needs her car to go to work and hadn't got any money because of this wonderful husband she had that left her, you know, and left her with two or three or four kids. You know, I mean, I'm kind of down on men that say they're Christians that run off and leave their wife. And I got a feeling God's down on you more than I am, you know. And I got a feeling that he don't like that, especially when men won't support their children. When they do run off and leave them, say, well, I ain't giving her that money. Well, she's going to raise them kids. It's going to cost money to feed them kids. And if you don't pay your part, I got a feeling God is really not happy with you. I got a real feeling he's not happy with you. And so, but when we do this, I've had people that we've helped like that and whatever, and then we do something for one, and then the next guy comes in, he's got money, and we say, well, here's, we fix your car for this, and it costs you $200. And he looks and says, that's too cheap. Well, that's what we charge. And so he hands you $400 bill and say, here, have a good day. You know? See, that's the way God takes care of you, see?
Yeah. Amen.
So, it's not often you go to get your car worked on, somebody says, that's not enough. It's real easy to say, that's too much. But the thing about it is, with the prices escalating like they are, we as the body of Christ need to learn to obey God. No grumbling and complaining. Say, Lord, we know you're bigger than this.
Yes.
You're bigger than this. And we know you can stretch our dollars. We're not going to go out and do things foolishly. You know, we're going to obey you. We're not going to do stupid things. We're going to walk holy and obedient to your word. We're coming against the forces of darkness that are causing these demons of greed to do what they're doing, because when you take as many places in the world, we get gasoline or oil, and it all goes up to over $100 a barrel. These guys are all connected together. You know, there's no way that every place in the world could be charging the same price for oil. Yes, Ms. Bobby? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the devil's going to do everything. You've got a question back here in the back. The devil's going to do everything he can to get us in the church to walk in fear. And as long as we're loving God, walking obedience to his word, we have nothing to fear.
I have a question about tithing.
Okay.
Where is it supposed to go?
Well, to your local church.
That's all.
I mean, you can tithe. I will say to your local church, or let's put it this way. Somebody answered the question on the way down. Two or three of them did. Where you're getting fed?
That's right.
If you're going to a restaurant and they ain't feeding you, don't pay them when you walk out the door. But if you go over to the next restaurant and they just set all kinds of food before you, hey, when you leave, pay them, right? And so I think that's the same way it is with God. Oh, we got another question back here. So pay where you're getting fed. This back here, little lady back here, got a question.
Well, I'm here from Las Vegas, and I go to a Pentecostal church. I have been for the past year, and our pastor tells us that you change from inside out. So even if you have a bad habit or if you have a sin, and that's what he's implying, he doesn't straight out say it. And I have learned that these are incredible men of God, but not everybody knows everything. So they miss it here or there somewhere,
sure.
And it's incomplete, the truth. But he says, he insists that there's so much power in words of God, that if you keep saying, for example, that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, mm-hmm. or Romans 6:14, sin shall have no dominion over me because I'm under grace. I'm not under the law, but I'm under grace. It will come to pass. And keep saying it and saying it and saying it, and then you will change from inside out.
Right.
But you're telling us that we really have to make a concerted effort not to sin and to confess our sins. Because he really is of that train of thought that, you know, we're washed by the blood and the devil is the one who condemns us. But it says somewhere in James, I remember, that if we're not condemned, if our heart does not feel condemned, then we can ask God whatever we want and he will answer us. So I guess my question to you is that absolutely correct, that if we keep confessing the word of God, then we're going to be cleansed and we're going to stop sinning and everything's going to be rosy? Or do we have to also die to the flesh and make that effort not to sin?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You're going to have to die to the flesh. That is definitely part of the scripture, and it definitely commands you to die to your flesh. If you don't kill your flesh, if you don't kill this beast, I call this thing I live in a beast, because if you don't kill this thing's going to make you sin. I mean, now the only one way to overcome this,
right.
And that is if you're constantly in the Word, if you're in the Word, and like she said, quoting the Word, speaking the Word, saying these things, you will definitely be cleansed and made from the inside out. But I'll tell you for sure, you will have to make an effort every day to kill the flesh. Because if you don't, I'm going to tell you, you can kill the flesh today, and you can wake up in the morning and say, flesh, you are dead. I'm going to walk totally holy and obedient to God's word. And you're walking, having a good day, and you walk up to a man here, and when you see you come in, you think, well, you know, that guy owes me $500. He'd been telling me for a long time he's going to pay me, you know, and he hadn't done it. And you walk up and say, he promised to pay me today. Where's my money? And he said, well, I don't have it. I'll pay it tomorrow. And you might just lose it right there, right? Grab hold of the guy, start shaking. You say, you liar, you. And all of a sudden you resurrected the beast, right? And now you're not living by the spirit anymore. The flesh has got a hold. Is that right? You will have to make a concerned effort to keep this thing dead. And if you do, I believe you can walk without sin. But it is not going to be easy. You have to do that. And so, did you have a question, Terry?
Well, I was just going to say, you were talking earlier the scripture that says, if you abide in my word and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you want, it will be done for you. That word abide there is the word meno in the Greek, and it means to stay in a given place, state, relation, expectancy. Abide, remain, dwell, continue, tarry, endure.
That's what you got to do. That's what you got. We got a question back here in the back. I'll answer this one, and then we'll start praying for people. I'll stay as long as y'all want to, but I know some of you have places to go.
I just wanted to add that scripture that says, that's out of the NIV, that says there's therefore now no condemnation for those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, which is a lot of what she was saying. But a lot of people still walk in the
flesh. Put that on the screen, Dave, Romans 8:1.
A lot of people still walk in the flesh, but they're quoting scripture.
Yeah.
And they're still walking in the flesh, but you can't walk in the flesh and serve him. You have to serve him in spirit because he is spirit.
Yeah. Let me elaborate on that just a minute, and then we'll quit. Dave's going to put that on the screen. I hear a lot of people quote the first part of this scripture in Romans 8, but this is what it says. Now, this is what the Word of God says. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, some translations leave out the rest of that verse. Some of them do. But the King James does not leave it out. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen.
So if I'm walking in the Spirit, then I'm walking in love. If I'm walking in love, how much condemnation does God put upon me?
None.
I mean, I have freedom. There's no condemnation. I can walk in and look at Terry right in the face and no condemnation. Her husband's looking right there beside me.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.